Johnny and Creighton.
Oh, no, not this evening. It's Party Santiago, my man Mitchell back there.
Keeping Mitchell Miller Mackey.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. What up, big dog?
On the steel wheels, on the ones and twos.
On the ones and twos. Yes, sir.
All right, so before we went to break there, I promised a few updates here. So we're going to start with Chandler Rome. So Chandler Rome, talking about JP France, says he will throw a live BP on Friday in West Palm Beach, according to the skipper, Joe Espada.
Mr. Joe Espada.
So also, both Luis Garcia and Christian Javier are still just throwing in the bullpen and they're not at the point yet of facing hitters. So let's start with JP there. Chris, how you feel about that?
It's kind of crazy to me because, what was it, a shoulder injury? I can't remember exactly what it was, but I feel like nobody thought he would even be coming back or even be throwing at all.
Yeah.
So to me, this is a little surprising, but kind of good. Now, a little concerned, are the Astros pushing him? Or
a little too soon?
Too soon? What's the deal here? It's good, but at the same time, a little all right, what's going on?
It goes back to that lack of consistency with the injuries.
Correct.
And with the updates.
Yeah, that's exactly why I'm a little kind of...
With the transparency, because you don't want him pushed back before he's ready. And we've seen that before. So, I just overall, I would say it's a good sign that he's going to pitch, but you want him to be ready. You don't want him out there too soon. You don't want any player out there too soon, but especially a pitcher that has an arm issue. It can be a shoulder, an elbow, a hand, whatever it is. That's their... That's literally their money, the money right there. You don't want that issue. So, no, definitely want to make sure that he's ready. But
it was a torn right shoulder capsule. So,
yeah. So, let's just hope that he's actually ready physically and mentally to be out there, getting some live BP in.
If he was, who knows when he'll come back? Nobody knows. But
yeah, that doesn't mean he's ready to come back yet to the majors. But yeah.
But if it's good to have more reinforcements, as Dana Brown likes to say, we're always looking for more pitching. Well, here's another reinforcement that might come back. When? I don't know. Maybe not this year. I don't know. But hopefully.
Well, just overall, pitching is supposed to be the Astros' kind of bread and butter.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have this many guys out, it's amazing to me to have this much of the pitching staff out. You got a few guys out dealing with, whatever the situation is, different injuries. But to still be in the hunt, and not just in the hunt, but, they're in first place right now in the division. Now, I'm not saying it's the best division in baseball, but got some good teams here, though.
You deal with what you got at the end of the day.
Only play who's on your schedule.
Mm-hmm.
You can only play who's in front of you. So I think that's amazing. Luis Garcia, Christian Javier, throwing in the bullpen. What does it tell you that they're not ready to face hitters yet, but they are? So basically, they're just, getting loose, getting back, acclimated, I guess, a little bit to throwing big league pitches.
Yeah, no, that's amazing news to me. You're talking about, you're basically missing a whole pitching rotation.
And, yeah.
And these two guys, how big they've been for the Astros rotation. Since they got called up, since they got brought up, or whatever you want to, however you want to say it. But
yeah,
this is amazing news, especially with how the bottom of the last, the four or five, pitching rotation.
In the rotation. Yeah.
They've been kind of okay, but not really good.
Yeah.
Getting these two guys back, hopefully. Not sure when. We really will never know when.
Yeah.
It's kind of how the Astros roll. But knowing that we have those in the back, it's a good feeling.
Yeah. Knowing that they, could be on their way back at some point, maybe not right around the corner, but at some point, it's a good sign. But, speaking of, guys, filling in, and one of the guys that's filled in the rotation recently is, was it Colton Gordon?
Correct.
How do you feel about him so far? Has he had three starts? Has it been more than that?
I think it's two or three.
So, and I know he had at least two. I know he had at least two. How have you felt about him so far?
Decent.
Yeah.
I mean, he's gone out there. I want to say what he's given you, what, five innings? Five innings each.
Yeah.
I mean, he's doing kind of what he's supposed to do, eating innings. Just going out there, giving you a chance to win a game. And filling in for the guys that have been hurt. So I'm fine with what he's doing, with how he's been playing. Now, of course, I do wish that we had Spencer Arrighetti.
Well, of course.
And those guys back. But beggars can't be choosers. You kind of have to deal with what you got. And so far, he's been doing what he's been asked to do.
Exactly.
And just go out there and give us a chance to win.
Exactly. And again, that's all you can ask for, especially from a guy who's come up for the first time. That's all you can ask for. Come in, like you said, eat innings. Don't be horrible. He hasn't been horrible. Now, he hasn't lit the world on fire, but he's been, like you said, he's been decent. He's been all right. He's done enough, to keep the team competitive while he's out there. And you can't ask a lot more than that from a guy who's coming up making his first major league starts.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Can't ask for much more. So, let's get to Dana. We got Dana Brown now. Spoke to the media not yesterday, but actually before today's game, so earlier this morning. And that Yordan update that we promised, going to deliver on that right now. So, Yordan is going to continue to rest, run, do baseball activities. He's not going to pick up the bat. They say his hand is about 60% healed. So he's progressing, and at this point, it just kind of feels like the process just needs to play through, right? Mm-hmm. That's kind of what it feels like. So is that update, and now that's not verbatim, that's just paraphrasing there.
Correct.
From Dana Brown. Is that enough for you as far as now knowing what we know? We talked about how the Astros don't like to disclose everything about injuries all the time. Is that enough of an update for you? For this injury with Yordan, for your most important bat?
For now, yes.
For now.
And the reason why for now, yes, is because just last week they were saying, oh, he's right there. He's right there. I mean, he's right there.
We keep hearing that.
Yeah. And so I guess I'll take this for now. Hopefully next week we're at about 70% maybe. I mean, I'm not sure how fast a fractured wrist or whatever he's going through.
Yeah, I think it's a bone in his hand.
Yes. I mean, who knows how long that's going to take, and everybody's kind of different with their own injuries. Exactly. And how they heal. So for now, I'll take this, but hopefully we get a better update in the upcoming weeks.
The thing about you're right about that. The thing about a hand injury that can be funny is you almost have to use your hands for just about everything. So, yeah, you can rest as far as baseball and not picking up a bat. But what about when you're at home, when you're driving, when, you know, a lot of things we take for granted that we use our hands for. There's so many things. Just in any kind of little bang against the desk or whatever it is could be a setback. Now, hopefully, I'm knocking on wood. Hopefully nothing like that happens.
For sure.
But it's just one of those kind of injuries. It's not like, for one, it's not a... I guess, although some people do say a chipped bone or broken bone, fractured bone is a little better than a soft tissue injury.
Oh, yeah. Because I guess the bone heals.
Yeah. With the soft tissue, especially with like a hamstring or something, you just don't know how long that's going to take.
And those are very tricky.
They are. There's a number of grades to it. You just don't know. But with this injury, I mean, you know, getting back to as far as the update goes on the injury, I guess I agree with, you know, it's enough for now, but you know, I want another update next week. So what's today? Today is Wednesday.
Correct. June 4th.
I need another update next Wednesday.
And not only an update, but I want them to make sure that they take their time and actually do their due diligence and do whatever they need to do to make sure that his hand is fine and that he doesn't have another setback that all of a sudden, No, you know what? Never mind, this is going to take a little bit longer than it was supposed to. So it's just make sure they go and do the right things to make sure that your big-time ball player is healthy and ready to go.
Because didn't we just see that? He just had a setback. They didn't realize at first that there was actually a fracture in the hand. And we had, and you know, he was trying to play through it. Obviously couldn't. I mean, it's tough to, when you have to swing a bat. It's hard to do that with a chip bone, broken bone, fractured bone, whatever it is, whatever grade it is. On the bright side, I guess you can say, yeah, it is 60% healed already. So how much longer is it going to take to get that 40% healed, or, you know, get him up to 95% to where he can, you know, start, you know, at least
hitting some balls or something. I mean, something.
Something.
Yeah.
Because right now they're not even letting him pick up a bat. Just rest. So hopefully it's just rest, and, you know, maybe 2 weeks from now, we'll look up and say, all right, Bijani's sources were finally correct, because he's in the lineup now. That, you know, that's what we can hope for there, right? So got a couple more updates here from Astros Dana Brown. So he was asked, where do things stand with Spencer Arrighetti? You mentioned him a little bit ago. Dana Brown feels really good, throwing flat ground, biting at the bit, you know, he's ready to get back out there and cut loose. Needs to go through a full training regimen, like a spring training regimen. So it sounds like they're going to gradually bring him back. So to me, that sounds like we're not going to see Arrighetti anytime soon. Mm-hmm. I don't know how you decipher that, but to me, I always talk about coach speak or front office speak, GM speak. That's what that sounded like to me. It doesn't sound like we're going to see him anytime soon. Not that we necessarily should based on the injury, but it just sounds like, yeah, there's really no timeline, no time frame there that I'm hearing.
And like to go through, like, I guess, like a full spring or like a full training.
Yeah.
Yeah, it definitely sounds like it's going to be a little while.
It's going to be a while.
Because he has to come back and ramp up again. And the last thing you need, again, is for him to have something going on where if you bring him back too fast, well, guess what? He's hurt again. Or, you know, it's just take your time with these guys. And I know it's a long season or whatever, but at the end of the day, you want these guys to be healthy and ready, especially once, you know, past All-Star break and getting towards, you know, that postseason run.
That's when, you know, once we reach that All-Star break in, what, mid-July there, and we're going to talk about All-Stars a little bit later in the show. We're going to get into some All-Star stuff a little bit later. But once you hit that All-Star break and you come back from the break, that's when you really, it just, everything ramps up. The season intensifies, all the divisional races. If they're tight, they're probably going to stay like that throughout the rest of the season. And that's where you want your A guy, your aces, and, you know, your money guys. That's where you need them, is down the stretch. Mm-hmm. So hopefully by August, July, August. I mean, hopefully he's ready to get back out there and do a little damage. But to me, yeah, again, that update does not sound like we're going to see Arrighetti in June or anything like that.
And then just the kind of last one. I mean, yeah, he goes, Luis Garcia would throw a live BP at the end of June, and they expect him to get back sometime in August. So, I mean, sounds like
there's a timeline.
Yeah.
Now, it may not be an actual one. It may just, you know, it may not pan out that way, but at least you give us something. He gave us something there,
which is
more than what we usually get.
Thank you.
Why can't we get that for everyone else?
I don't know. This is just how the Astros are, and this is kind of, it sucks, but we gotta go through it.
Isn't that frustrating, though?
Oh, absolutely. 100%. I mean, to know that, oh, you know, maybe this, maybe that, and then come back and find out it was none of that. It was absolutely something from far, you know, out of the boom. So, yeah, no, I mean, this is good, but let's see what happens.
Let's see what happens. Well, right now what's happening is the Astros are still down in the top half of the eighth inning, still down 3-0. What is it? Two outs right now?
One out.
One out right now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, at least Paredes is up at the plate, so let's see what he can do. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit of Rockets, Sports Radio 610.